Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Twitter will develop a content moderation council before making any major content decisions or account reinstatements, new owner Elon Musk tweeted today.
The social media company will also be delisted from the New York Stock Exchange and become a private company effective November 8th.
Axios business editor Dan Primack is joining us here on WCBS. Dan, thanks for your time. So explain what this council will do.
This council apparently will make decisions on who should and who shouldn't, more importantly, be on Twitter, and what people who currently have been banned from Twitter should be reinstated. It's worth noting that sort of group has existed at Twitter for years. Musk's tweet seems to suggest that the existing people on that council or the existing outside groups, that will be disbanded, and he'll replace it. He has not said with who.
When we think of people kicked off Twitter, of course, right away, Donald Trump comes to mind. Could this council put Mr. Trump back on Twitter if he wants to go there?
Absolutely. And when we say this council, ultimately it'll still be Elon Musk's decision. As I said, Twitter's had a council like this before. Facebook has a council like this. They call it their oversight council. In both cases, though, the company ultimately makes a decision. And Twitter now is owned by one person. The company is Elon Musk.
We understand Elon Musk didn't waste much time in cleaning house today. Some people are already out.
Senior executives, yeah. The CEO, the chief financial officer, the chief legal officer, and also the person actually who was in charge, ultimately, of making certain content moderation decisions, including the decision to ban former President Trump. She also was fired. There were also some reports that there were layoffs during the day, but those seem to have been a hoax. It seems to be some pranksters went outside of Twitter's headquarters with boxes and told reporters they had been fired. That wasn't real.
Dan, I think a lot of us who use Twitter wonder, what will Twitter look like for the average user? Will there be any noticeable changes?
In the short term, probably not. In the long term, yeah. Elon Musk, as a rule, likes to iterate and iterate very quickly. So some of that will be small little features. Big picture, though, long term, Musk has said he wants to make this more like something called WeChat, which is in China, which is a social media app, but it also has all sorts of other features which are put onto it, everything from food delivery, potentially, to fintech things such as payments. I think he's going to try to really expand what Twitter is and how we understand it.
All right, Dan, good insight. Thanks. That is Axios business editor Dan Primack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.